Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns. Dallas comes in with a record of 25-24, Phoenix the same record, 25-24. Over their last 10, Dallas is just 3-7, they've lost 2 in a row. Phoenix over that span 5-5 has lost 4 straight. Here are the numbers in this game where something's got to give. Dallas averages 112.9 per game, Phoenix just the same, basically 113. Dallas averages 112.5 points against, so they have a positive 0.4 differential. Phoenix gives up slightly less, 111.7, so their point differential is 1.3. Looking at the turnover numbers, both teams are pretty good with the ball. Dallas elite, just turning it over 12.3 times per game. Phoenix, though, 14.4, which is about league average. 47.2% from the field is Dallas, 46.3 from the field by the Suns. Phoenix shoots 38.8% from long range to just 36.1% from long distance by the Mavericks. Dallas is 74.4% from the free throw line. Phoenix better at 79.5%. Both teams get reasonable production from their bench. Dallas 34.3 points per game from its bench. Phoenix a little bit more, 37.1. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. They have split the first two. This is a home game for the Suns, who are still without Devin Booker and Cameron Payne. DeAndre Ayton is day-to-day. Meanwhile, Dallas is without Christian Wood and Maxi Kleber. And these two teams are both decimated by injuries right now. The question is, who can step up and win this game? I got the Mavericks winning on the road. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Mavs and Suns. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer, and we're stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns. The lines are currently open, and it actually favors the Phoenix Suns, surprisingly, sitting at 1.5 in the spread with the over-under of 221.5. Now, I'm actually shocked that this is actually leaning towards Phoenix side. It might flip the other way right now. I don't see why. Maybe because Chris Paul is back for this team, but let's look at his numbers when we're speaking of Chris Paul. Right now, his player props are currently sitting at 15.5. Now, I don't know if I'm going to take the over in that one. The only reason why you even would favor Phoenix in this one, if you would probably take the over in this one, but I'm not favoring Phoenix in this one. I would definitely take the under in this one. The one thing I would take, believe this or not, his assist numbers are very, very low. Of late, this has always been averaging about 9.5 to 10.5, but right now it's sitting as low as 8.5. I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. And it's probably that low because there is no Devin Booker. DeAndre Ayton is out or questionable for this game. So it's going to be kind of tough for this one. If he's not playing, and then who else do you have? So who can Chris Paul really assist to? So that's probably why the numbers on the point size are so high, but yet the assist numbers are so low because they expect Chris Paul to do more. But I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. And it makes sense why it's that low. Look at his last 10 games. He's been averaging 13.7 points and 7.7 assists overall. Now, even if you look at his matchup against Dallas, 6 points, 9 assists. I mean, that's not good. I would definitely lean towards the over, though, because he's Chris Paul. He's one of the better people when it comes to getting the ball and playmakers and assists in the NBA. So I would definitely lean in the over in that one. Now, when we're looking at the Dallas side, you can't go wrong with Luka Doncic. Right now, it's sitting at 30.5. I would definitely lean and probably just take the under in that one. The reason why, look at his last 8 games. He's been averaging 32.6 points and around 8.1 assists and 10.3 rebounds. Now, right now, I don't know if I would take the assists. It's sitting at 8.5, and I don't know if I would take the points. I would lean towards the under in this one. I just don't expect this game to be a high-scoring game, even with Luka there. I just don't see this happen, so I would probably lean and take the under in this one, but I would also lean on Dallas' side, and I would take the spread on this one. Even though Dallas is not good with their record against the spread, they have a 16-31-2 record, probably one of the worst against the spread. I'm actually going to lean for him on this one, and I would take that on this one. Now, the over has always been favorable for the Mavericks. They've been 28-21. I just don't see it because Phoenix to me is not that good when it comes to being good on the over under. They're 23-26. So it's just going to be tough for me. Like I said, I'm going to lean towards Dallas in this one because they're the better team. So I would pick them in the spread, and I would still lean towards the under in this game as well. That's our look at the Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns. I'm Brandon Fryer, and this is Stacking the NBA.